discover the inherent power of God in you.
Whether there are challenges or not, we are still the same. We are constant. God is constant. God has not changed. And that is the life that we have received. He says Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. That is the same life we have also received. We are also the same yesterday, today, and forever. What kind of life? We are the same because we have the same life with Christ. So when you think about God, think about you. Because everything he is, that is why he told Abraham, he said, I am your exceeding great reward. God gave himself as a reward to Abraham. And we are the seed of Abraham. Therefore, we have inherited God himself.
Listen to Pastor Oti Boateng as Christ is magnified in you.
Mando husheki di balada mando no nonda kana mandele vere do hushala baradele no karamando no bolo olegi de bido sada mande mero da mande tijo lara balo da bay mande gidi de ronda satana mande lego da barada na mande ne olegaya falo da mando husi. We give you glory, we give you glory, we give you glory, we give you glory. Oh, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You know, praying in tongues is also a means of worshiping the Lord. Hallelujah. We have to learn how to pray in the language of the Spirit in the midst of worship. Okay? What do you think? In the midst of worship. So those of you who lead worship, don't only sing. You see, don't only sing. You have to pause at a point and lead the people to pray in the language of the Spirit with a verse or something to encourage them. Worship is in levels. It can keep going higher and higher depending on what's done. Hallelujah. It's very important that you don't only sing. Sometimes you're singing, your mind is not on the song. You see? So when you pause and you bring your mind to the word, it helps you. Hallelujah. Because God has been good to you. Has God been good to you? Yes. God has been good to you. So you should never, whenever there's worship going on, you should never behave like you are not interested. It's like you are not around. They are singing a song. You reign forever. Your name is ever. You are the way. Who are we talking about? Is it Jesus we are talking about? Hey, the one who created you. The one who made you. How are you behaving like he? It's not true. Do you see? You should be involved. You should be involved. It's so important. Okay? Yes. There are two aspects of a church service. The first aspect is to minister to the Lord. It's on the basis of our ministering to the Lord that God speaks to us. If you read in Acts chapter 13, the Bible says that there were in the church, there was in the church that was at Antioch some prophets and teachers. He mentions their name and he says that as they ministered to the Lord, do you see, as they fasted and ministered to the Lord, as they ministered, which is worship. Look at the Amplified. Amplified. While they were worshiping the Lord and fasting, the Holy Spirit said. So, as they worshiped the Lord and fasted, the Holy Spirit spoke to them. So, worship is a time for the Spirit of God to speak to you. It's either the word of God is true or it's not true. If it is true, then you have to take what it is saying very seriously because this is your opportunity to hear from the Lord. And you may be disinterested and not hear anything. So, worship becomes a normal thing. You'll be surprised that there's no singing in heaven. The Bible says there's no singing in heaven. Angels don't sing. Angels say. Revelation chapter 5. Let's read verse 12. You read in Revelation chapter 5, you see those who sing and those who say. So this is the angels, but you go to verse 9. You see verse, go to verse 9 and go to verse 8. And when he had taken the book, the four beasts and 24 elders or 24 elders fell down before the lamps, having every one of them harps and golden vials full of odors, which are the prayers of saints. Now you'll be surprised that the 24 elders are actually human beings. The 24 elders are human beings because of what they say. Look at the next verse. And they sang a new song. They are the ones who sing. They sang a new song saying, thou art worthy to take the book and to open the seals thereof. For thou wast slain and hast redeemed us to God by thy blood out of every kindred and tongue and people and nation. This is the 24 elders and the four living creatures. And they were saying, they were singing about what the Lamb had done for them. Do you see? Then verse 10 says this, and you have made us unto our God kings and priests, and we shall reign on the earth. They said, you have redeemed us with your blood. It's only human beings who are redeemed with the blood of Jesus. No other group is redeemed with the blood of Jesus. And they are the ones who sing. Then look at the next verse, verse 11. He says, and I beheld and I heard the voice of many angels round about the throne and the beast and the elders, and the number of them was 10,000 times 10,000 and thousands of thousands. Thousands. That's billions. You're talking about billions. Saying, you see, they weren't singing. What were doing? What were they doing? Saying with a loud voice, worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing. So they say, they don't sing. When Jesus was born and the angels appeared, they didn't sing. They said, Luke chapter 2, verse 6. Go to Luke chapter 2, verse 6. And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished. Go to 16, right? Go down so that we don't read too much. Hallelujah. Go up. We've missed it a bit. Go up a bit. Go to verse 12. Go to verse 12, please. Okay. Go to verse 11. I want you to see the angel appearing unto them. Go to verse 10. And then you said unto them, this is the angel appearing to the shepherds. You remember once, shepherds crept their flocks by night. You remember that song? These are the guys. It says, and the angel said unto them, fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. Verse 11. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. Hallelujah. And this shall be a sign unto you. You shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. Verse 13. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts. That's angels, more angels. Praising God and what? And saying, not and singing. And saying. Next verse. Glory to God in the highest. And on earth peace, goodwill toward men. Saying. Why? Because Lucifer took the one third of the angels that are were into singing. There are three archangels that are revealed to us in the Bible. Three of them. First one is Lucifer. Second one is Michael. Third one is Gabriel. Raphael is not mentioned in the Bible. There's no mention of Raphael. It's only three that we know. Biblically speaking. Lucifer was in charge of the singing angels. Michael, we all know, is in charge of the fighting angels. And Gabriel is in charge of the messenger angels. And when Lucifer rebelled, Jesus said that he took a third of the angels, one third, meaning that the angels are in three categories. Do you get it? So all those who were with him, the singing angels, he took all of them away from heaven. He removed all of them, disloyalty. So in heaven, there are only two groups of angels. There are messenger angels and there are fighting angels. Gabriel is not into fighting at all. when he was bringing a message to a reply to Daniel's prayer, and he was withstood by some fighting angels, demonic angels. He didn't fight. He says, I was kept in prison for some time until Michael and his people came to come and rescue. He's not into fighting at all. He's into messaging, text messages and WhatsApp. That's what he's into. Hallelujah. So when you don't sing, because we are the ones commissioned by God to sing now. We are the ones God uses to shut the devil up. Psalm 2. Verse 7, I believe. Is it verse 3? Out of the mouth of babes and suckling. Verse 3, please. Which verse is it? Psalm 8, verse 2. I just want to teach you something before you sit down. Is it a good thing? Psalm 8, verse 2. Out of the mouths of babes and sucklings, that's you and I, babies, those who are breastfeeding. Out of the mouth of babes, human beings, and sucklings, thou hast ordained strength. Why? Because of thine enemies, that thou mightest still the enemy and the avenger. Now, Jesus quotes this verse in Matthew chapter 21, verse 16. Same thing. Jesus is quoting the same verse, and he does some changes to the verse. And he said unto them, this is when Jesus was on his way into Jerusalem, and there were a lot of people, you know, saying, Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna. And then the Pharisees were worried. Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. They were saying, no, you shouldn't let the people talk like that. And Jesus said, even if they should be quiet, the stones will rise up and praise God. And he said unto him, here's what these say. And Jesus said unto them, yea, have you never read, out of the mouth of babes and sucklings, that has perfected what? That has perfected what? Go to the other one in chapter 8, verse 2. Psalm 8, verse 2. Out of the mouth of babes and sucklings have thou ordained strength. So Jesus exchanged strength with praise, isn't it? Are you noticing it? Jesus exchanged strength with praise, because praise is a strength that you, is what brings you strength against the enemies that are aligned or arrayed against you. Then he says that, have you never read, out of the mouth of babes and sucklings that has perfected praise? For what purpose? So that you may still the avenger. Go back to the one in Psalm 8, verse 2. So that you may, because of your enemies. Who are the enemies of God and the enemies of man? The devil. He says, praise is to keep them quiet. Is to shut their mouths. Are you in the church or you have gone home? So your praise and your worship is your weapon to close the mouths of enemies, close the mouths of Satan. Everything that he's saying concerning you, thinking about you, is aborted as you praise or as you worship. Hallelujah. So it's very important that you don't joke with worship. You don't joke with praise. Never stand there. It's like you are not interested. Heaven, has been denied of singing because of the angels that have been taken away. And heaven, God has decided that you and I are the ones who are going to be the ones to replace them. And so whenever we are worshiping, we are telling Satan that you thought you could deny God. Here we are. And you sing on top of your voice. Do you understand what I'm saying? And you praise on top of you. Praise with all your strength. It's a secret you may not know. That is why in our church we organize a 24-hour praise and worship session for 24 hours in the middle of the year, just so that we can spend time finishing heaven with the worship and the praise that is needed. David set up a praise and worship course throughout the years that he was king. Yes. Throughout the years that he was king, praise and worship was going on every single day, day and night, day and night, day and night. And that's what gave Israel peace. David didn't fight when David became king. That was it. He fought before he became king. But after, when he became king, the fights were not much. He was able to establish the kingdom and secure the kingdom of Israel very well, so that Solomon can have peace. You understand? Yeah. So there are things you may be struggling with. As you are praising God, it just leaves your life. Yes. The Lord will speak to you. It's a very important time. Okay? It's a very, very important time. That's why those of you who play instruments, you shouldn't just come and sit there and play something. No, you should always know what it is that you are doing. Because when you get to heaven, God will ask you, I can't play. I can't even move my hand and my leg at the same time. I can't play. I tried. It didn't work at all. I realized I don't have that gift. I was a young boy when they gave me keyboard to play. I couldn't see it. I couldn't see the keys. Then they gave me drums. I couldn't see the foot. I couldn't hit it. The strength was not there. You can play drums, you can play keyboard, you can play guitar, you can play whatever. God will ask you. He won't ask me. He will ask you. When the Lord asked me, Bishop, what I said, objection, my Lord, is this equal? They are the people who were the ones. Yeah. Objection, my Lord. I don't know about it. These are the people who know about it. Hallelujah. Are you excited to be in the house of God? Have you learned anything since I started talking? Can we spend just a minute once again thanking God for His goodness? Yes. Let's thank God for His goodness, for His mercies.
You are great.
minds are full of gratitude. Thank you for the opportunity to be alive. Thank you for the opportunity to be in your house. As son David said, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Lord, our hearts are full of joy for the opportunity to be in your house. Speak to us this morning. Bring your word to us in clarity. Grant us the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge that has to do with Jesus Christ. Let us get to know Jesus' person, his plans and his purposes. Let us get to know his power that is at work in us and for us. Thank you. That we get to know his riches, the riches of the glory of his inheritance. Yes, that is in us and our inheritance in Christ. Thank you for blessings until this morning, even in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Amen. Can you give your neighbor a high five and say, neighbor, it's good to see you. Neighbor, it's good to see you. You are looking nice. But I'm looking nicer than you. Tell neighbor, you are looking nice. But I'm looking nicer than you. I believe. And you may kindly take your seat in heavenly places. Hallelujah. What a blessing. Are you excited to be in the house of the Lord? Let me just show you a verse, okay? Look at 2 Timothy chapter 1. It's a family meeting. So 2 Timothy chapter 2. I've not seen you in a long time, so I've just come to just enjoy you. Or if you don't miss me, I've missed you too. 2 Timothy chapter 2 verse 1. It's very important you understand church. When we say church, we are talking about a family. Okay? So the church you are sitting in is a family. Okay? It says, thou therefore, my son. It starts with you becoming a son. My son. Timothy. He's talking to Timothy. He says, thou therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. Okay? And then he says, and the things that thou hast heard of me among many witnesses, the same commit to faithful men who shall be able to teach others also. So the church is a family. It starts with sonship. You must be a son or a daughter. You must be part of the family. Go to verse 1 once again. It's a family. Tell everybody it's a family. You don't enjoy a church when you are not part of the family. When you sit on the fences, we are all standing up, you will not stand up. We are all shouting, you will not shout. You don't enjoy. I don't know what you are afraid of. I don't know what you are conscious. I don't know what you are thinking. You see? But it's actually a family. God puts you into a spiritual family. Makes you a son, makes you a daughter in the house. Okay? Yes, that's how it is. So don't be here and not enjoy the blessings of the family. Okay? Yeah. Don't be around and not like when we are all shouting, you are quiet. When we say stand up, you are sitting. When we say every time, it's like you were a rebel. You see, you are a bastard. You are not in any family. You are here. We are all here. We are all enjoying. Why are you not enjoying some? I honestly don't understand. You don't know the culture we have. You see, every family has some things that they celebrate or some things that they engage in. Yes. As a church family, we just like to celebrate each other. And we just love each other. Or, this man has been with me since 2010. The first time he saw me was 2010. That's 15 years. He was just a small boy. How old are you now?
I'm 34.
So, when you calculate, he was just 19 years old. Oh? He was just 19 years old. 18, 19. When he came around me. And he's part of the family. I've enjoyed. There's nothing to be afraid of. There's nothing to be conscious. Have I taken advantage of this?
Not at all. I've enjoyed. I've only enjoyed.
But I don't know what you're afraid of. Some people are afraid of being taken advantage of. Did you see? So they can't feel free. You have a lot of suspicions. Maybe the church you were in was some way. But this one is not like that. If you have come, relax. And enjoy what we are doing. Be a part of what we are doing. Instead of always looking at us with bombastic side eye all the time. We are tired of, I'm tired of preaching to a group of people who's like, they are not interested in what I'm saying.
I don't know. I'm still very tired. When I go out to other places, where they receive me and they are happy and they are jumping, and I feel some way. Like, when are these people really my children? Ah! Stop behaving like, you know, the fathers we had when we were young. When they come home, nobody can talk. Nobody can express themselves. That is not the type of family we have. Oh. They are scared of relating. Killer type of father. I'm not a killer type of father. Oh. Hey. Oh, Charlie. Yes, sit down for 2 minutes. You sit down for 2 minutes. You have to relax. Okay? Charlie, but you have to relax. Psalm 16, verse 11. Thou shalt show me the path of life. Thou will show me. You will show me the path of life. The path of life is shown by God. And he shows you in his house. He says, in your presence is fullness of joy. The path of life is actually the presence of God. This is a colon. He says, you will show me the path of life. Colon. In your presence, there is fullness of joy. At thy right hand, there are pleasures forevermore. Not at thy right hand side, but at thy right hand. The right hand is the place of authority. That is where God has placed us through Christ. The Bible says in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 4, it says, but God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, has he made us alive together with Christ. Then it says, by grace are you saved. Then verse 6 says that, and has raised us up together and made us to sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. We are seated together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. And that place is a place of authority, is the right hand of authority. We are seated in some place. And it says some place is a place of real pleasures. You want pleasures? Real pleasures is found at the right hand of God, which is the place of authority, which is the sun place, which is the place of righteousness that God has brought us to through the death, burial, and resurrection of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Are you seeing it? He says, you will show me the path of life in your presence. In your presence, there's fullness of joy. So the house of God is an aspect of the presence. It's a physical manifestation and a physical representation of the presence of God. The house of God is a physical manifestation, a physical representation of the right hand of God. That's why when we are sitting, I will tell you to sit down in the heavenly places in Christ, where you belong. That's what we say. It's like the seat you are occupying, you are sitting on right now, is a representation of the spiritual seat you are sitting on in the spirit. Okay? Yes. And it says that place is a place of real joy. It's the fullness of joy. Eh? It's a place of excitement, the place of pleasures. Do you understand pleasures? You don't understand pleasures. Can you show us this now? Pastor Eli says he doesn't understand. What did you do? Are you an accident? Ah, you're a science. I forgot you're a science. You're a science. Show us. He's the accident. You're the accident. Be careful. You don't understand any. Oh, sorry. Accident. You are sorry. I'm sorry. Pleasure. What does it mean?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
A feeling of happy satisfaction.
A feeling of happy satisfaction
and enjoyment.
And enjoy. Why are you not enjoying? We are in the presence of God, though. Hey. I know there are places where you've been to where you are not allowed to laugh in the church. You can't laugh in the church. But this one is not like that, okay? We beg you, this one is not like that. Hey. Like a Shaolin monk. You are very. Please. Tell neighbor, please. We're here. We are light. Enjoy yourself. We are light. When you do too much, like your face is too heavy. Some people are honestly afraid of their neighbors. They don't never talk to their neighbor. They never talk to their neighbor. They never say hello to anybody. They are in the church. You've been coming for the last 6 months or 4 months or whatever, but still you have not really joined the family. You are not really enjoying what is going on. Oh, I don't understand. As a here, it's like you are an angel. You are a beggar. No, your mommy and your daddy have cooked food for you to enjoy in the house, and it's like you don't want to enjoy it. Oh, you are suspecting your parents. Pleasure means the activity of enjoying yourself. It can refer to physical enjoyment, emotional satisfaction. Do you see? Yes. So never come to church and behave in a certain way. You are not really happy. There's no joy. No, Jesus said, the thief comes not but to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But I have come that you may have life and have it to the overflow. To have overflow of life. Enjoy life. Eh? The Amplified says to have and enjoy, right? Look at the Amplified. John chapter 10, verse 10. Yes. He says, I came that they may have and enjoy. Have and enjoy life. Not endure. You are not to be here. It's like, oh, Charlie. All the pressures of life. You are carrying all the pressures of life. You have come to the house of God. He says, come and leave your burdens here. And you will not leave the burdens. You are holding the burdens and you are sitting down with the burdens like that. Ah. It's not nice. Oh, you see, you go for a long time and you are not happy, you are not happy, you are not happy, you are not happy. You're alone all the time. Jesus said something. Jesus said that, listen, Jesus said that, I came. He says, Jesus said in John chapter 17, he says, I pray that they will be one so that my joy, can you type joy? John chapter 17, you see it. I was just reading it this morning. I've forgotten the verse. My joy. Eh? And now I come to you. I come to you. He's talking to God. He says, and now I come, now come I to thee. And these things I speak in the world, that they may have my joy fulfilled in themselves. Let's read a lighter version. We don't understand what King James is saying. Now I'm coming to you. I told them many things while I was with them in this world, so that they will be filled with my joy. Like Jesus had a joy. Jesus had a joy. Mm-hmm. He said that I want my joy to be filled, you to be filled with my joy. You think Jesus was a very serious person? He's just moving around. Simon, I told you, Judas, you will betray me. This Jesus was not like, Jesus was a very happy person. Yeah, it's all over the place. It's all over my joy. You can type my joy. Just type my joy. You'll be surprised. My joy. And show me some of the verses. John 15, 11. These things have I spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be full. It means that your joy is not full. Your joy, no, it's not. You think you are a happy person. You don't know what you are talking about until you receive the happiness, the joy that Jesus has. Oh, go back. Go to John 15. That one is nice. Let's read other verses. I have told you these things so that you will be filled with my joy. Yes, your joy will overflow. Let's read the message. Message version. I have told you these things for a purpose, that my joy might be your joy and your joy wholly mature. Like your joy, no, it's not mature. You need the joy of Jesus Christ. Passion translation. Make it passionate. Let's be passionate. Let the verse become passionate. My purpose for telling you these things is so that the joy that I express will fill your hearts with overflowing gladness. The joy that I experience. Jesus says, I have a joy that I experience. Easy English. Yeah. Let's make it easy. You see, when I say easy English, you say ease. It's some of the things we say as a family. If you are not part of the family, you don't even know what. You don't know what's going on. Lift your hand like this, and shake your hand like this, and slap yourself, and say, "I need to join the family. I need to join the family well. I need to join the family well." When we close from service, you see people taking pictures here. You've never come to take a picture here. Never come to take a picture here. We don't pay for it. It's free of charge. You've never come to take a picture yourself or with a friend or something. Never. Every time. When we close now, pabam, you are off. Pabam. You are walking very fast. It's like you are in a place where you don't really, you have been forced to be here, And you have to leave as quickly. I have bone. I hear smelling. The place is smelling. Yeah. The place is smelling for you. So it's like, why? They are worrying me. It's demons that are making you think the place is smelling. Maybe you don't know. It's demons. A diamond in home. Demons. A diamond in home. That's what is making you. You can't even laugh when there's a joke passed. The joke has been passed. You can't laugh. Hey! I'm so sorry. Sorry for left. Yeah? I have told you these things so that you can be really happy. You can be happy in the same way that I myself am happy. Yeah? So you'll be completely happy. Can you imagine that Jesus wants you to be happy? And he says, I'm giving you my happiness. Hey! He says, I'm giving you my peace. Jesus gave us his peace and he gave us his joy. Like, there's no pressure in life. Can you imagine? Yes? No pressure, no stress. When we close from service, you see people taking pictures here. You've never come to take a picture here. Never come to take a picture here. We don't pay for it. It's free of charge. It's free of charge. You've never come to take a picture yourself or with a friend or something. Never. Every time. When we close now, pabam, you are off. Pabam, you are walking very fast. It's like you are in a place where you have been forced to be here and you have to leave as quickly as I have bone. I hear smelling. The place is smelling. Yeah. The place is smelling for you. So it's like, why? They are worrying me. It's demons that are making you think the place is smelling. Maybe you don't know. It's demons. A diamond in home. Demons. A diamond in home. That's what is making you. You can't even laugh when there's a joke passed. The joke has been passed. You can't laugh. Hey! I'm so sorry. Sorry for left. Yeah? I have told you these things so that you can be really happy. You can be happy in the same way that I myself am happy. Yeah? So you'll be completely happy. Can you imagine that Jesus wants you to be happy? And he says, I'm giving you my happiness. Hey! He says, I'm giving you my peace. Jesus gave us his peace and he gave us his joy. Like, there's no pressure in life. Can you imagine? Yes? No pressure, no stress. Jesus was a very happy person. Joyful, happy, moving up and down. Now, if you are the son of God, will you not be happy? Are you the son of God? Why are you not happy? Why are you so serious?
Serious?
Yes. The Bible says concerning Jesus, the Son of Man came eating and drinking. He was eating and you can't even eat. Oh, Charlie. You're too serious. The Bible says, listen, Jesus had a joy. Always remember. You see, I've showed you some verses. Look at Hebrews. Hebrews chapter 1. Encore Hebrews. Hebrews chapter 1, verse 14. Look at Hebrews chapter 1. No, not verse 14. Verse 11. They shall perish. Anointed with the oil of gladness. Which verse? It's in chapter 1. Just look, you'll find chapter 1. Oil of gladness. The anointing that Jesus had. Verse 9. He says, this is a verse concerning Jesus Christ. It's a psalm. He says, Jesus has loved righteousness and hated iniquity. Because of that, God, even your God, has anointed you with the oil of gladness, not the oil of prayer, or the oil of power, or the oil of fasting, or the oil of tongues, or fire, the oil of tutujego. You know tutujego? Tutujego. Like fire all over the place. The oil, the anointing that Jesus has. When Jesus said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me and said, he has anointed me. The anointing Jesus has is not a serious face anointing. It's the oil, the anointing of gladness. Let's read other versions. Above thy fellows. Is it English? Easy English. Let's make it easy. You are joining the family. I can see you are joining the family. Yes. Which kind of easy English is this? Pastor Ellie says, which kind of easy English is this? It's not a good English. What easy English do you have?
You love what is right, uh-huh, and you hate what is wrong. Mm. That is why I have chosen you. Mm. I am your God, and I have chosen you. I have chosen you to be much greater and much happier than those who are with you.
Hey! Much greater,
much greater and much happier than those who are with you.
So the competition is, how happy can you be? Check your neighbor's face. Yeah, it won't shrek a crack. It won't up to date. They are so funny, Kenya. Won't shrek a crack. Hey, are they? Why so serious? You're serious. Why? You're too serious. There's something called joy. Joy, and it's joy. Joy, the Bible calls it joy unspeakable, full of glory. Joy that it doesn't make sense. Happiness that doesn't make sense. Yeah. Jesus had the oil, the anointing of gladness, the anointing of happiness. That's what he was. Oh, stop thinking of him like a very serious person. He's a very happy person, enjoying himself. Fish beggar, enjoying himself. You there, don't enjoy your life. Every time you are serious, you are very serious, you are moving in a certain way. Brother, how many of you want to know what makes up the kingdom of God? There are four things that make up the kingdom of God.
Okay.
Do you want to know the four things that make up the kingdom of God? Four things that make up the kingdom of God. You can write it in your notes. Four things that make up the kingdom of God. Three are found in Romans chapter 14. Verse 17. Then one is found in 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 14, I believe. Look at this. It says, for the kingdom of God is not meat and drink. But it's not meat pie and cook. The kingdom of God is what? Righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. Because the righteousness of God is sun place. That's what happens. Jesus sacrificed himself to remove sin so that you can be made the righteousness of God. That's where it starts from. Right? When you are made the righteousness of God, now you have peace with God. Do you see? So there's not, God is not angry with you. God is not fighting with you. God is very happy with you. God has put you in sun place. He's now showering on you his love, his kindness, his peace, his favors, every nice thing you can think about. That's righteousness. And righteousness brings you to a place of peace. Jesus is called the King of righteousness and of peace. When you hear Melchizedek, Melchizedek means King of righteousness and King of peace. So it starts with the foundation of righteousness, how God has declared you not guilty, how that you can stand before the Lord with any sense of boldness that you can think about, and stand before the devil with a sense of boldness. You can command the devil to live your life on your own. You don't need a prophet to do anything for you. Take one CD, let me do something for you right now. You don't need any one CD for anybody to do anything for you. What you need is understanding. You don't know. You may not know. That's why you're being taken advantage of. There are two ways of raising money for the house of God. Free will or forced. We make merchandise. People were making merchandise of the people in the temple. All those who were making merchandise of the people, when Jesus came, he lashed them. The only time we see Jesus very angry and lashing people, free of charge. Nobody came to ask him any question. He lashed all the people who were changing money, selling things in the house of God. They were selling doves for offerings. They were selling all kinds of things for the offering. Any church that is into selling whatever you need to worship, you should know that Jesus doesn't like that. You prefer for us to sell things to you. If you had come here and had prepared some cocoa this morning, and each one of them is 200 cedis, you see, there are about 500 people sitting here. I can make a lot of money And we have branches. We have thousands of people who just do cocoa everywhere. Yes. Multiply 200 by 6,000. How much will you get? 2,612, right? That's about 1.2. Is it 1.2 or 12 million? $1.2 million Ghana cedis every Sunday. Cocoa service. It's either we are doing cocoa or we are doing meat pie or Tom Brown or something. 200, and you will buy. But when we say come and give to the Lord and lavish on the Lord, it's like you are thinking about it. Hey, it's too much. It's money is too much. Mercy. Yeah? Huh? It's either we are making merchandise, which Jesus doesn't like, or you are giving free will. When Mary brought the alabaster box and broke it, Jesus said, she has done something nice on me. She came free willingly. Jesus didn't compel her. You should also give willingly, lavish on God willingly. That's preferred. Oh yes, type of thing. Tugumisu type of thing. You understand? Yeah. The kingdom of God is righteousness, peace. Then he says joy in the Holy Ghost. Then the kingdom of God is also power. Just type power. The kingdom of God. The kingdom of God is power. It's in second. I believe it's 2 Corinthians or 1 Corinthians. One of them. Which verse? Are you helping me, pastors, seniors? We salute. We respect you. Now show us your powers. By finding a verse. 1 Corinthians 4:20. Let's clap for the pastors. The powers are working. Yo. It's working. My man. Show us the powers. For the kingdom of God is not in word, but in power. So the kingdom of God is in power. It has its power. So there's righteousness, there's peace, there's joy, and then there's power. There's power here. Hallelujah. Are you seeing what I'm talking about? Uh-huh. But notice that the kingdom of God also has, it's not righteousness only. It's not peace only. It's not power only. It's also joy. It's a place of joy. So we don't understand when you come to the house of God, then you are not happy. You are not happy because you are not really joining what we are doing. You are not really joining the prayer meeting. You are not really joining the... Yeah! I'm prophesying. Lift your hand like this. Prophesy more. Hey. You are not really joining the prayer meeting. You are not really joining the all nights we are preparing for you. You are not really joining the worship meeting we are having for you. You are not really joining the things. You are not really joining any departments. You are not joining a cell meeting. How can you enjoy all the things that are inside the church? Are you in the church or you have gone home? Sit down for 2 minutes. The church is a place of joy. Don't change it. Okay? Guess what? There's a rope and a bucket for drawing out of the wells of salvation. Salvation is a well. The Bible describes us as a well, your salvation. You see, the word salvation is soteria, and it's an all-encompassing word. It includes deliverance. It's not only being taken away from, I shouldn't say only, it's not reserved to being removed from the kingdom of darkness and being brought to the kingdom of light, which is the major thing that describes salvation. But it is also joy, peace, health, okay? Deliverances. People are looking for deliverance ministers. It's actually in salvation. Your deliverance is in all demons will leave you. It's in salvation. Okay? There's a bucket and a rope. There's a bucket and a rope for drawing out or enjoying the blessings of salvation. It's good to see you, my dear Audrey. Audrey's joining us all the way from, is it Finland? Where? Ireland. It's good to see you. Yes, it's been long. It's been many years. He says, therefore, with joy, with what? With joy. Not with sadness. Not with seriousness. With joy. With joy. Our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ is anointed with the oil of joy. Gladness. He says, I'm giving you my joy. My joy should be made full in you. You should have my joy come make you, like your joy is not much. You think you are happy. You are not really happy. Jesus had some type of happiness. You see, Jesus's happiness and joy cannot, is wild. How can you be sleeping on a pillow? The Bible says on a pillow in the midst of a great storm. The whole boat was filled with water. Meaning that Jesus may have been lying in water, but he wasn't perturbed. He was asleep. The Bible says that they woke him up so many times. Like, you see someone was falling into deep sleep and you have to wake the person up 3 times. Like, you wake him up, so, Jesus is Lord. Then he goes back to bed. Like, that type of guy. He has 3 levels. He's really deep. Has it happened to you before? They woke you up to go and wee, and you don't remember that they woke you up. You are really asleep. You pick bucket and you are going. You are asleep. Hey, you know somebody like that. Me too, I know the person. Yeah. Jesus was asleep, deep sleep. Eh? Asleep on a pillow. And they wake him up. The word wake is continuous. Like they continuously woke him up. Wake up, wake up, wake up, wake up. And say unto Master, carest thou not that we perish? He was asleep. Why? The storm was not a problem. Why? He's in some place. He's in the place of righteousness. There's no wave, no whatever that can destroy him. No, 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 no. Are you the righteousness of God in Christ? You should be happier than you are. You should be happier than you are. You are too bothered about many things. You're caring about a lot of things. You're calculating your life. Who told you that tomorrow you'll even be alive? You that you are trying to plan the next 6 years. I should be married. I should have this. I should have that. I should have that. You're always imagining your wedding. I'll be turning like this and turning like that. And instead of being happy about what is happening today, you are looking into the future and worrying about the future and what you can do. You can't do anything. I was telling somebody during the week that worrying, I said 75% of the things we worry about, we can't do anything about. Then the person said, no, it's not 75, it's 99.9%. 99, and it's true, 99.9% of the things you are worrying about, you can't do anything about. You can't, if you could do something about it, would you be thinking about it? You would have just moved and done it. You can't do anything. You are worried about a job, you are worried about a beloved, you are worried about something all the time. And it's always on your mind and you can't be happy. Lift your hand like this. Shake your hand and slap your neighbor and say, my friend. Ah! Why? I don't understand. You should be happier than you are. You're too serious. You can't even laugh heartily. Is it a type of laughter that makes your stomach pain you? You've not laughed like that in a very long time. When you are laughing and it's coming, you say, hey, let me control myself. Let me control myself. Oh, Charlie. God wants you to be happy. Tell me, but God wants you to be happy. Yes. Because the place, the same place where he has brought you to is a place of joy. Can you imagine? He says that with joy shall you have access to the package of salvation. Joy is what gives you access to the package of salvation. Isaiah chapter 12, verse 3. You say, message version. Message version. Pastor, listen to your message version. You see, I don't know your name, so I can't mention your name. Your name is never in the message. Yeah? There are people who know Pastor. They know Pastor Eli. Because he's always shouting something. I'm always shouting, hey, this, hey, that, hey. So there are people who have never met him, but they know him. So the tall one, that's Pastor, I know that's Pastor Eli. Yeah? Because he's always saying something. They know Pastor Alex.
Oh, yes.
Yeah? They'll say, is it the art student? I say, it's only one art student in the church, this one. metal student. Hey! Why, tell neighbor, why don't we know your name? Why? Why don't we know? Ask your neighbor, what is your name? What is your name? What is your name? Wow. What a verse. Look at this. Look at the version. Joyfully. Joyfully. Joy. That's how we do it. Joyfully, you pull up buckets of water from the wells of salvation. Yeah. Buckets of water. Your healing is not coming because you are too serious. You are too serious. Sorry. You are too serious. You can't laugh. You can't smile. It's amazing. Look at James chapter 1 verse 2. This is not my message. I'm just passing a comment. And we have continued to date. Yeah, because God wants you to hear. That's why I'm still talking about it. Look at this. My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptations. He said, even in the problems of life, instead of going around with your head down, I don't know what to do. He says, rejoice evermore. My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into diverse tests, diverse problems, diverse issues. Be happy. Enjoy yourself. Oh, yes. Hallelujah. Yeah. Count it all joy. Count it all joy, number one. What happened? What happened at work? Your boss insulted you. Joy number one. When you come to church, you count it. Joy number one. They insulted me at work. I'm gonna dance and praise it. It doesn't matter what comes my way. The greater one lives inside of me. His name is Jesus. I'm born a winner. Ask your neighbor, are you joining the family or you are not joining the family? Passion version. Show us passion version. James chapter 1 verse 2. No matter what is going on, be happy. Come to the house. When you are coming, have expectations of joy. Oh, My fellow believers, when it seems as though you are facing nothing but difficulties, see it as an invaluable opportunity to experience the greatest joy that you can. Hey, what a verse. Yes. Yes. It's a verse. Yes. Invaluable opportunity. This is how you should see it. An invaluable opportunity to experience the greatest joy that you can. We are commanded. Are you a child of God?
I'm a child of God.
How many of you are children of God? If you're not a child of God, I'm going to lead you to Christ. But if you're a child of God, there's a command for us. Philippians chapter 4. It says, rejoice. Again, I say, rejoice. What verse is that? 4 verse 4. 4 4. Rejoice in the Lord. And again I say, rejoice. He says, it's a command. It's a command. Show us other versions. Someone thinks it's the lady called Rejoice. It's like, oh, they are talking about the lady, your ex, who is called Rejoice. She's not the one we are talking about. Can we read it together? Can we read it together? One, two, go. No, only three people are reading. I said, church is a family. Do you understand? I can line my children up. We are going for ice cream. We are all going for ice cream. Yeah. I line them up. We are all going here. We are all going. Yeah, I mean, that's it. So if you are in the church, you should be part of the family. When we say, let's read together, let's read together. Don't behave like your mouth is paining you. You have been kissing strange people. You see this one, you can't read. My friend, let's be serious. I'm a prophet. Prophesy more. I can feel the power. I can feel the power. More is coming. More is coming. Can we read it together? One, two, go. Be cheerful with joyous celebration in every season of life. Let joy overflow, for you are united with the anointed. He says the reason is that you are united with Christ. You are not united with the anointed. So be happy. Be cheerful with joyous celebration in every season of your life. Let joy overflow. Allow. You must allow for joy to overflow in your life. And joy has nothing to happenings around you. Happiness is equal to happenings. Something good has happened, then you are happy. Something nice has happened, then you are happy. But joy is, no matter what is going on, no matter what is happening, you still have a smile on your face. Victor just gave me a very wild smile. You still have a very nice smile on your face. You are still happy. You are still enjoying Jesus Christ. Yes, because you know where you are seated. You see, my mother knows only one verse. My mother is 76. And she knows only one verse in her life. She did her school, her maximum was class 3. Every class 1 and 2, she didn't really go well. So class 3, she stopped. She graduated class 3. That was it. So she has one verse. One verse. Do you want to know my mother's verse? Romans 8:28. Yeah. Two verses, actually. Two verses. This is her favorite. Then there's another one. That one I argued with her for years that it's not in the Bible. Then one day I was reading the Bible and I saw her. I said, hey, and I want to tell her, it's in the Bible. She said, I told you. The second one is, what is written is written. Have you seen it before in the Bible? Who wrote, who said it? Pontius Pilate. Pontius Pilate is the one who said it. He said, what have, because we're telling him to change the inscription on Jesus' cross. That they should read, he said that he's the Son of God. You see? But they wrote, Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Jesus Christ, the King of the Jews. It made a certain difference. Because when you put the words together, Yod, it makes Yod, He, Vav, He. That is Jehovah, the family name of God. Do you see? That's why so they were really concerned. Charlie changed the thing. And Pilate said, what I have written, I have written. My mom has this verse. What is, she will tell you that what God has written about your life, nothing can change it. What God has written is written. What is written is written. It's a very powerful verse. Oh, yes. It's a revelation. Then her other verse is Romans 8:28. Yeah. And we know, it's a knowing, we know that all things work together. All, not some, all. All things work together for good to them that love God. Do you love God? Yes. And that's why you are sitting in the house of God. There are people on the streets, they don't want to have anything to do with God. This is Sunday. All streets in the world are quiet on Sunday mornings. I was in a certain country. The chilling, the drunkenness, and the smoking starts on Sunday morning, 9 a.m. Yes, 9 a.m. in a certain country. Yes, I was there not long ago. Yeah. The chilling starts on Sunday morning, 9 a.m. all the way to Sunday night, 12 a.m. Yeah, that's when the boozing starts. I mean, this country, I could see people early morning, 8 a.m. They have beer bottles in their hands. 8 a.m. It's normal. 8 a.m. Beer bottles are in their hands. When I got out of the airport, the first thing I smelled in the atmosphere was tobacco. Yes, there's tobacco, smell of tobacco everywhere. Nicotine, everywhere. That's what greets you in the country. I tell you, everybody's smoking. Everybody's drinking. They don't care about God at all. I mean, I went to another country. And this other country, on Sunday morning, the government has taught the people to exercise on Sunday morning. Exercise. So streets are blocked. You can't even drive to church if you want to go to church. They block the roads and they do exercise on the roads, different places. You pass here, they block you. You pass here, they block you. You pass here, they block you. And they are doing it. Exercise on Sunday morning. Keep fit. Organized by the government. Yes. Organized by the government. Like, this is what, it's a preferred something. Exercise on Sunday morning. So there are young people who have grown not knowing about church. All they know about is that Sunday we do exercise. Hey! So as you are sitting here like this on a Sunday morning, you have gone through no car. There's no car on the road. Have you noticed Sunday morning, if you try to come to church on your own, it's like it's not working. If you don't have a car, you may not get a bus, because all the truck drivers, we don't know whether they have gone to church or they are, we don't know what is happening. They are resting. It's Sabbath. Hey! That's why we do buses for you to come. So when you sit in the bus, don't do your face like someone is as will be bothered. I can't say what brought me. It's like someone is knocking you. Eh? Like someone is knocking you. When they ask you for your fare, your offering, not even fair, it's your offering. Like, give something for us to be able to help you come. Yeah, I don't have money. Hey! You say, as you come to church, I'm coming. You'll not be glad I'm coming. You want me to pay for whatever? I won't pay. Hey! I'm coming for you, so you must pay. Oh, Lord. Majutala baragadaba. You have to beg me, or else I'll say something that's older. Why? You go everywhere on your own. You visit your boyfriend on your own. You go for classes on your own. You are always paying for Uber. Uber. You don't pay Chotra. Turn to your neighbor and ask your neighbor, Ofa Chotra and I. Ofa Chotra. Every time I'm picking Uber, 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 Uber. Sunday morning, you can't pick Uber to the house of God. You don't have money. You always don't have money on Sunday morning. Look at you. Tell me, but I had a lot of respect for you. But I'm beginning to lose it. Do something to make me remember. Yeah. We know that all things work together for good to them that love God. To them who are the called according to his purpose. Everything will work together for your good. So no matter what is happening, no matter what is going on, never let your joy be removed. Rejoice evermore. Rejoice in the Lord. Again, I say,
to you. Rejoice.
Rejoice evermore. Rejoice evermore. All the time, rejoice. Rejoice in the Lord. There's another one. Rejoice evermore. That's in 2 Thessalonians, right? Chapter 5. It's also a command. Rejoice evermore. I think verse 17. 16, rather. Rejoice evermore. Full stop. This is one of the shortest verses in the Bible. This one in Jesus wept. Which one is shorter? That one is, and Jesus wept. It's 3. And Jesus wept is 3. This one is 2. Rejoice evermore. If you don't know any Bible verse, rejoice evermore. Have you seen? It's actually Jesus wept. I'm sorry. Jesus wept. I'm sorry. I don't know the Bible. It's Jesus wept. You can memorize these two verses. John 11:35. Jesus wept. You are fine. And the Lord, you see that? And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, moreover, the Lord spake unto Moses. Have you seen that video? That young man who was using different verses that said the same thing. Hey, he's a very wild guy. He was making the girl suffer a lot. I'll play it for you to watch. Rejoice evermore. Can you show us other versions of this message? Rejoice evermore. Hey, read it to me. One, two, go.
Be cheerful no matter what.
Be cheerful no matter what. What is going on in your life? What is happening? Be cheerful. Be cheerful. Show us other versions. It's English. TPG says, let joy be your continual feast. Yeah. Actually, just when it said feast, I just remember that the whole Christianity is actually a feast.
Yes.
Party song is a feast. The whole thing is a feast. Yes. It says, Christ, our Passover, is sacrificed. Then he says, let us keep this feast. Can you just type Passover? I think it's 1 Corinthians 5 or so. 1 Corinthians 5, 7. It says, purge out therefore the old even, that it may be a new lamb, as you are unleavened. For even Christ, our Passover, is sacrificed for us. Do you see? Christ is our Passover. And Passover was a feast. They were enjoying themselves in the house. Mr. and Mrs., you are welcome. We have a new couple in town. We'll be dancing for them very soon. You will see our dance. Yes. Christ, our Passover, is sacrificed for us. Now, look at the next verse. Then it says, therefore, let us keep the feast, not with old leaven. The Christian journey or the Christian walk is a feast. The church is a feast. It's party. Feast means enjoyment. Can you imagine that God organized party for the children of Israel 3 times a year? And some of the feasts were 7 days. You come, you are eating and drinking and dancing 7 days, morning till evening, morning to. It says, come before me and rejoice. That's it. When you hear of feasts, feast of tabernacles, feast of this, feast of that, it's actually party.
Yes.
Can you show us other versions that will give NLT? Say, show us NLT. We believe in your ministry. Look at this. It's, so let us celebrate the festival. I don't know. Have you seen festival before? Festival, everybody is just quiet, moving around. Is it a proper festival? Festival is drumming and dancing. Yes. Eating. Yes. But with the new bread of sincerity and truth. Hallelujah. My last verse, 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 18. Verse 17, sorry. 2 Corinthians 3:17. Now the Lord is that spirit. And where the spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Is the spirit of God here?
Yes.
How is he here? You came with him. I also came with him. We all came with him. He's in us and with us. So when we meet like that, the Holy Spirit is here. And he says that where the Holy Spirit is, there is liberty. Can you show us other versions? Change the version. For the Lord is a spirit. It says wherever the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. There is what?
Freedom.
Freedom is not disorder. You understand? You don't jump from your seat and go and slap somebody and go and sit down. No. There's order in the house of God.
1 Corinthians 14 shows us that there's order in the house of God. Yet, it lets you know that the house of God is a place of freedom, of real joy, a place to be elated, to celebrate, to be happy in. Okay? Show us another version that says something nice. Any version that says something nice. Preach with me. This one too says there's freedom. Everybody is saying free. This one says, there's liberty. Amplified. And liberty. Emancipation. Emancipate yourself from mental slavery. You remember that one? That's what emancipation. What does emancipation mean? Emancipation from bondage. Freedom. Is the Spirit of God there? Emancipation. Emancipation. Your easy English is different from their easy English. Or now they is the same. Show us your easy English. My brothers, we still believe in your ministry.
Yeah.
It's the same. Okay. The Lord is the Spirit. And where the Lord's Spirit is, there people are free. There people are free. How many free people do I have in the church? How many people are here who have the joy of Jesus Christ? Then rise up and thank God for what He has shared with you. Father, we are grateful. Father, we are thankful. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. There is nothing you cannot do. Nothing you cannot change. Turn around. You are able, great and mighty God. Hold my trust in you. You are able, you are able.
I think you can pick it up from the top.
There is nothing.
the glory.
I feel like praising God till tomorrow morning. Hallelujah. Joy. Joy. Oh, hallelujah. If you are not happy in the house of God, and you are happy in a club, it should tell you who your father is. You are happy in your father's house. Yes. So if you prefer a club, boom, 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 boom. Yeah. And people are dancing belly dance and snake dance. And you are happy. It should tell you who your father is. Snakes are your father. Snakes. A python is your father. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Diabolo. Hallelujah. But when you are happy in the house of God, when you are rejoicing in the house of God, oh yes, oh yes, oh yes, you can do still in the house of God. There's nothing wrong. I think Ronaldo scored a goal yesterday, isn't it? He did. I saw him doing. Why are you not happy now? I'm offended that you are not happy in the house of God. I'm offended. I'm taking it personal. You can be happy in the house of God. David, the one who said, God has made me a wonder unto my generation, said that I was glad. Do you understand glad? Glad means I was excited. I rejoiced greatly. I danced greatly when they said unto me, let's go into the house of the Lord. Because the house of the Lord is a place of emancipation from all bondages. Oh, yes. Hallelujah. Say, I'll never be sad. In my life, Christ is in me. I'm the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. I'm seated in heavenly places.
together in Christ Jesus. The devil cannot steal my joy. I will never allow him to steal my joy. I'm rejoicing and drawing out of the wells of salvation. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Let me show you a verse. Isaiah chapter 45, verse 25. It says, in the Lord shall the seed of Israel be justified or be made righteous. In the Lord. You see, go up, go to verse 24. You see something nice. It says, surely shall one say, in the Lord have I righteousness and strength. Yes. Even to him, even to the one who knows that in the Lord has he righteousness and strength, shall men come to him. This is the key. It's a key to church growth. It's a key to business growth. If you are selling things and you want people to come and buy your things, it says, surely shall one say, in the Lord have I righteousness and strength. Even to that person, even to him, shall all men come. All men will come to that person who knows that in the Lord and knows it and says it. I'm the righteousness of God. I'm the righteousness of God. He says, and all that are incensed or angry with him shall be ashamed. All those who claim that you are an enemy will be put to shame. There are people who have been hoping something bad will happen to me and to you as well. Don't say A to me, it's A to you too. They've been looking forward to something bad happening to you because in their minds you are a very terrible person. The Bible is trying to let you know that they will look forever. They will keep looking forever. And nothing bad will happen to you. He says they will look at and then they will be ashamed. They will be ashamed. They will be put to shame. Now, verse 25. Look at verse 25. He says that in the Lord shall all the seed of Israel be justified or be made righteous. The word justified means to be made righteous. Then it says, and shall glory. The seed of Abraham, those who have been made righteous, he says they shall glory. The word glory is halal. It means to rejoice like you are mad. Yeah. It means to rejoice like you are mad. Instrumentals. Zing, 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 zing. Bumuja Jesus. Eh? Where is the Bumuja Jesus?
God bless you for listening. We pray that the Word of God will be rooted and grounded in your heart as you give attention to the Word. Kindly follow Pastor T and Love Economy Church on all social networks for more of God's Word. Don't forget to subscribe to the Pastor T podcast. Simply search for Pastor T on any podcast app, plug in, and enjoy God's Word. Visit our website at loveeconomychurch.org for more information. God bless.